אחד הרי גבדתי שהשלומת והלוחס מבוסו בחולות רבן דוח והלוחס מלחס חלה מדרביל בדרך כלל השתגר עוד את הגור השתגר מות את הלומדס את הלוחס ויקוב מן הלוחס למעשה so we try השתגר to be יצא ידי שתיים ובן גור דוח והלוחס What first b'k'tzore to go duch the normal seder of afrosh haschale and then we'll go a little bit more the pratim la'aloch le'maise the normal afrosh haschale shod what is the shiur of afrosh haschale be'emetson the shiurim that we're going to say are not real shiurim because It's not really goes in weight, it really goes in size of the cake or the dough that is made. But the Maise, the Poiskim gave shiurim that the Derech Klal, these shiurim cover most of the cases. We'll see later, we'll come to the Lomdes, we'll see a part of Kemilas the Maise. If a person makes a kilo 200, gram. I don't know how much is it under shiurim, but it's a kilo of 200 gram. This is the lowest shiur. Less than that, you're not chayev bechale. So a kilo of 200, you're already chayev bechale. About it, you can make a broche. You can make a broche. It's only lechumre. But in my story, we're makpid from a kilo of 200 gram to be mafrish chale. Just to have a shtickle musogim, A kilo is like a bag of flour. 200 gram, I think it's a cup, it's a bit more from a cup. Now, what we're talking about, we're talking on flour, not on a cake. Now, you can have a big cake, a big chocolate cake, but the nicer you put in the chocolate cake, only 2 cups of flour. So the measurement is alamol flour. Amol, if you have rice, or rice flour, yes, כדאי צמח למשל את חוכם אמר קודנית מצטרת אבל נורמל you make a chocolate cake with 2 cups, 3 cups of flour there's no shaila if you come to over a kilo there's one package and over a kilo 200 then you have to be מפריש חלה מסופק או נברוק זה היום בלדויג לקדחה עם נועה from a kilo 660 they already make a ברוכה Na'ilah b'ra'matpid al-chazanish don't make a broche only from 2 kilo 250 A lot of people here are making it to be semech b'chayim no'e because more tzirufim because anyway even if it's a chazanish already from kilo 200 already is a shayla but again some people are makpid to be mafrish on a broche till 2 kilo 250 sie baut nach Kemines. Und go weiter dabei. Now, so if a person has one big dough in that amount, das ist chayev bechale. What if a person has two doughs? He has two doughs. That he doesn't have a big bowl to be mafu to do one big dough. He's doing two doughs. But is it the same kind of dough the same kind of dough and he's not makpid about mixing them together whatever a huge bowl he will put it together or even later he doesn't mind to mix them together again we'll see later different shittas lekatchile he has if he wants to be makrish chale he has a problem and every bowl alone he doesn't have a shiur chale so if he could get a big dish and put it into the big dish together to cover it maybe is better then another thing other big dish means one big dish again if he has a big dish and he puts all of the dough and he mixes it together of them in each dam with that if he has a huge big lamazag in a big dish and he will put one dough on the right side the other dough on the left side although the nice has to be in one big dish so this is called tziruf kli This is the easy way of tziruf kli. The katchilat kedai to cover it because they're not touching, they're not noishchus, they're not touching each other. lemaise, they're not in one keli. A lot of times you have two different bowls, you don't have a big bowl, and you want to be mafrish chala. You make one mixer, another mixer, everything is raising together. So the chashulcha brings down to cover it with a mafra. If you cover it with a mafra, it's keilu one keli. The maise, the machmirim, are makpid, also to have a cover from the bottom. Like a towel from the bottom, the better, the same towel you could close it. Or if you have like a towel from the bottom, a towel from the bottom, the top, then you can be machmish. Now, the same aloche, this will be very nagia about legabe kfurim and other few minutes. We'll see later that if you are not machmish chala when it's a yisa, you could be machmish chala when it's a chala. So a person has chalas. He made chalas. One chalas, two chalas, three chalas, four chalas. He was not matrish chalas. Everyone was only one chalas, no shir. Now he has in his fridge 20 chalas. So every chalas alone is not chayav b'chalas. If he puts it in one keli together, it's a tziruf keli, and it's mischayav. Again, the best thing is to put it in one big keli. Or if he can't do it, what we do all the more, Moshe Nadav, take a big garbage bag. Some people say that it's not chayav keli. Achiyat machmirim of Bnei Brak. Say this can keli. Say keli. This can keli. And they go off from a town. Yeah, they go off from a town. This is posh. The bad things are posh to halachas. Again, there'll be a lot of nafkaminas in this. We'll see if a fridge, if an oven. Now, this halacha is only kind of zachin that you want to be mitzvah to. Let me game maybe with one halacha. A person, let's say you're married, you'll have a house. And you get the shloach money delivered in Purim. You get hamantasha. Hamantasha is a zach that is chayav b'chala. So most people that make hamantasha and give them out, they make a couple hamantashas. They're not machmish chala. Even if they are machmish chala, they have to make 2 kilos. They make 20 hamantashas. So these hamantashas are not chayav b'chala. Even though they had chala, lamed over they had chala of 1/600. But now, they didn't have the real challah, because maybe 1/600 is not challah. Now you got a lot of hamantash. So what you do in the house, you know, Masi Purim, you put all, you know, the candies in one bag of it, Minik Yisrael, and then all the cookies, you put in one bag, in one basket. Some people just throw them out after it. Other, some people keep them. Now, these, all of these hamantash, we have become now tziruf keli. And the mele, if you eat hamantash and add the Purim in your house, could be your even an isu to eat challah on a kosher challah. More than that, the badats, we'll get to it later, the badats, they have a madrich hakashos from the badats. Well, didn't say Hanetzuf, Rav Shem Zalman, the madrich hakashos from the badats look that in Erev Motzei Purim, when you get all the hamantash and you put it in the freezer, they hold the freezer like one big keli. So it's mischayev b'challah, even if you didn't put it in one bag. Let us say you have a cake, someone sent you a cake, you put it in. Someone sent you a hamantash, you put it in. Now, the problem is that it's different meaning. And this is what I want to come. The halacha is that it's only mitztaref if you're not makpid and mixing it together. It's only mitztaref if you're not makpid and mixing it together. Zokim Shem Zalman, what it means, not mixing it together. Zokim Shem Zalman, when you serve it in a tray, you put some hamantash, some rogalas, some burekas. This is not considered that you're not maxed to mix them together. Because they're nicely, people see the different shapes, everyone will choose. Means not maxed together is, like a person has a basket and he puts all the rogalas and all the good zach that he got in one zach together. When he buys in the store, he's not maxed, he goes around in the store, he puts a little from this, a little from this. Don't say it's Eidish can match it. But literally he has a chocolate cake, he has a sponge cake, and he has hamantash. He would never put it in one bag. So then the freezer is not metallic. Then the freezer is not metallic. The nice, the badats are noite, and this is Megea Alamol, the fridge. I'll tell you where it's Megea. I marshal every Purim, I get at least 4 or 5 chalas from different people, homemade chalas. homemade challah. Challahs are not makpid to put, right, this one is a zara. But all the challahs being saved, it's literally I'll have us to the Shabbos, I'll cut the challahs, I'll put them in the same basket. I'm not makpid that the challahs are getting mixed together. Now everyone, every lady that made challahs didn't make a shiur challah. She made some two challahs, and I got one challah. So the answer, when I put them in the mouth, miyad they come, I'll have to put them in the freezer, I'll get bin Shabbos. So the night and now it's mischai the challah again. So the badat are very machmir on it, and the ma'aser, this is very negeah. My also, the other people who get in homestash and a lot of times, is homestash on its time. The badat says to be machmish challah. Shlomo Zalman was very stout against it. Shlomo Zalman tired that this nishkin, the fetish can see. The fetish can see. The fetish is not a seal. In other places, the Shlomo Zalman said to do it out of the hocha. Shmuel Shabbat told me today, Shmuel Zalman told me, the daf is choishesh, this is alet tzonis. This is alet tzonis from the tzav of the fridge. But nicht alle am asking. Nicht alle am asking, I'm saying, in your story, I think you're right, maybe, I can't say it, forget all, so I'm Shmuel Zalman, but in your story, I think you're right, the same thing you have in the oven. You have a lot of challahs in the oven. You have a big oven, you put five challahs inside the oven, they never touch, you never put them together. But they're in the oven at the same time. Again, some people hold the oven is like a cane. And it's like the Seidish can cane. The Seidish can cane. So Zalman says that it's possible that if there's a set of plastic bags, a body will not be stopped. But that's why it doesn't. But that... I'm saying... The Badats is one of the... If you look at the Madrich HaHaredi, from the Badat, Hazoras, Minyon Echale, and this is one of the Hazoras that the Badat was Machmed with the Gabi the Fridge. Yeah, me Iker Adin with that Mishchoshes to them. Look, what's that Chumbo? Let me get back to it. We'll get back with this about different of Kiminas in there. Okay, the Vahar, so we know it's two Zahar. If you have a Shiur Chale, you have to be Machmed with Chale. If you have a Shiur Chale, you have to be Machmed with Chale. Now, a person made a big amount, over 2.5 kilos. He's not planning to make so much challahs for this Shabbos. He's planning to divide it. So now, this halacha is divided into two echatimtzes. One echatimtze, now he has a lot of challahs. He's doing a big basek, 2.5 kilos, and he's doing 20 challahs. But he will put it out in the freezer. The first week he will use 5. Second reason, then the kula alma is mafrish challah bebracha. There's different people, what they do is, they do a big dough, they divide the dough to pieces, they freeze the dough, and before any Shabbos, they take out the challah frozen dough, so she makes all the cover Shabbos garnish, and they put it in the oven. Here already it's a machlekes. Shema zalman of achroa, again, the gather the sugis, is to mafrish challah without a bracha. Again, I want to be mazdu when you mafrish challah. Again, I'm holding Friday Pasha Shlach. I'm making 5 kilos dough. The first echatimtze is I'm baking bread, challah from all of it, and I will freeze it the next 4 weeks and I will have challahs. So before I start to make challah, I go over to the big piece of dough and I take off challah. Second case is I take this 5 kilos, I divide it to 5, and I freeze them. And every week I will take off 1 kilo and I will use it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Rebbe holds, we mafrish without a bracha. Because kutmi is not chai. Again, the nafkamina is alamol if you mafrish without a bracha is. That kutmi, if lo yitzir later, you change your mind, and you took a couple pieces out, and you made chalas, and you put them in one big basket, you'll be mafrish chalas again, because kutmi before it was not chai, and now it's chai about tzirub sal. Kutmi now is chai about tzirub sal.
Second,
I said, when you do in the beginning, you now, but if a person is not planning to use the dough in this way, it's a third way. He's making 5 kilo dough, but he's planning to take this dough. 2 kilos he will make challahs. Another kilo he will make hamantash. Another kilo you will make from the place as a pesach. So the beginning of the dough is really the zalbazah. But the end of the plan of the dough will be all different zah. Then the kula alma you bought on the challah. And again, again, what is chashuv to know is halacha that you potul, it means that even if you matrish and later it's mitzaref, you chayev again. You were planning to make bread and this and that, so you made it, so it's potul. So you have now bread in the freezer that are not chayev b'chala. Your cakes are not chayev b'chala. Then you forget about it. Then another week you make more cake. And when you come to the freezer, oh, I find a couple of old cakes. I take all the cakes out together. I put them together. The mitzchayev b'chala, the tzir of sal. The tzir of sal. It's not enough to say, you know what, I'm not going to get these halachas. I'll be back to shchala animal. Now, the shiur that you have to be mafrish chale, and then again, if you were shaking halacha before, is a kezayis. We mafrish chale kezayis, we make a broche, and we say, arei zu chale. Shemazal would say that in kol mekoyim, people that are mafrish chale lechumre, all of a sudden you go to a bakery and you buy a lachmaniya, and you mafrish chale, a roll, you mafrish chale from it, you don't have to take off a kezayis. And it's enough to take a shiur kesareya. Now, there's another minig in Klal Yisrael that a lot of people have a meratzis in it. I know it's a halacha mefureshes, that you have to burn the challah. A lot of people were brought up with this mistake. And Shulchan Aruch states the halacha, you have to burn the challah to Mishneh, challah ime anisrofi. Why? Again, to explain. Chalo, this man has there is tomeh. Any person is tomeh. So when he touches the chalo, it's tomeh. Chalo tmeo is misreife. So you have to burn the chalo. You're right. Atei shteitin halocha. Not of Shlomo Zalman, if you burn it inside your oven, you could make treif your oven. Chalo is also ba'anoe, also ba'achive. Reichem milsehu. If you do it together, it's mamish a problem. At the shower of a rope. Well, what kind of oven you had? If it was liquid, if you really did it together, mamish could I to ask the rope if you're allowed to eat the food? I stayed in aloha, the Ramos says to burn it before you do the zakum. So, Zotam Shemazaman, the Ramos spoke about the old ovens, you threw it into the fire. But today, when you put it inside the fire, you could have a bliya, it could be different zakum. So, Shemazaman says the best thing to do today is, if you have a fire to do somewhere, a fire to do it. If you don't do it, so to put it inside a bag and to throw it to the garbage. And the poskim was written down to do it double wrap. So we gather all that a bag is like a double wrap. The mice of the frumer today, they put in double bags. Well, what was that? Two bags. That's the minute. Or we put a silver foil, or we put in a bag. Shemazaman added, this is Shemazaman Zazan, about there Shemazaman Gizaz, that anyway they burn the garbage in the end. Those the Matthias is like, I think they grind it. But he said that they burn it in the end. So he says to the men, in the kind of mitzvah sreifah that it's burned in the end.
You do it so far on your burning oven?
I said, you have to, I can't say you're not allowed to do it. First, it almost never burns. Or if you manage to put a lot of fire, to throw the good of the silver for you. And again, you have to know, Luyutsir, the dough, we get some two different doughs that have a little bit of liquid inside it. So if the liquid goes on the burner, you can have a shayla. Then you have to know, Reichem Milsa, Reichem Lav Milsa. I said again, it's a dry dough and you did it together as a shayla. If you didn't do it together, it's a derech klal, it's a seder. Although, Shazama said, before you start to do it in the oven, people have a vamaratis in the cup, not a vamaratis, because this was the aloha alimo. You go, I went off the house, on the fire, where they do, where they cook, they put a challah to burn. But after 5 minutes, they put a dish on top of it also. Could be again, but the air that burns there, there's nothing left. I'm not going to miss it. The afrektim in chassid for karavai is, abelechuri, you mevatel mitzvah sreifah skotchi. Dval challah tmeyah is mitzvah sreifah. If we hold as mitzvah sreifah betrumah tmeyah, so lemaisi, you mevatel the mitzvah sreifah. So Ravai is up to chumre, the mice was not accepted in Klal Yisrael, maybe in the Manasseh, but I'm saying it was not accepted, that to say, Arei Zechale Pochus Mekezayis. That in one little bit Pochus Mekezayis, you're not Mafrish Lashem Chale. Maybe a Pochus Mekezayis, if you most poiskim, is no mitzvah Sreife. Shulchan said, Shulchan said, I'm coming to them, you're about to the mitzvah Mekezayis. The big time the Chazanish and Dmai has a nusach v'masha anu noyagim lehokir b'kvura nishetoyach aleinu Sripozo, the Chayshin and Shema Yogo Letakode. That's what the Oimek in the Chazanish is, the Aloch is state of Nisrof in Loi Kovu. The Aloch is not allowed to be called on the Nisrof because it could come to Letakode. So if the Chazanish is the Mitzis and in our days is, that a bigger Takode will come out from the Sripozo because people, we don't have Lemaise, everything is kosher by us, we don't have a real fire, we have ovens. If we start to burn down or not kosher in our ovens, we'll have shyness. So I know there's a bigger takole, it's a machen tzoyzes and it's a machen kvula. Now the aloha is, if a person was not mafrish chale from an isa, so you could be mafrish chale when it's a chale, when it's very big. Now what would be if someone forgot to be mafrish chale and it's ready Shabbos? So now it's Yisrael, there's nothing what to do. Amor, maybe the Rav of the Shtot is mafrish, but a bit. And chutz la'aretz, mazal sur mazal chale, chutz la'aretz, the aloch is you're allowed to eat without chale, and you leave something for after Shabbos, and after Shabbos you say, I reizu chale. Now, Shem Zalman was mistapek if you could make a brocha after Shabbos or not. And he was telling the water together of this aloch, that Chazal will make you in chale, chutz la'aretz, that if you forgot to be mafrish, it's going to get a lot of times, matzah and other zachim, but if you forgot to be mafrish, you could eat without chale. And after Shabbos, you mafrish. If Chazal said that here you could be mafrish after Shabbos, the meaning you could make a bracha even after Shabbos, Avada you cannot be mafrish after Shabbos. Avada you cannot be mafrish after Shabbos. They make kilo of reire that it's chale mafrish after the rabbon. Well, Shazam is a word of kemine. How much you have to leave over after Shabbos? If you're making that brosha after Shabbos, so you need to leave not only one little piece, a little bigger piece that you can take off from this piece and that piece. Because it's not a dish can make that brosha. If it's chalim afreya, you don't have to leave. The maize, the oil of America to leave two pieces to be mafish. And again, the master, if you have a bread and you left a kezayis to be mafish after Shabbos, you have to have more from a kezayis to be mafish shiur mikol. This is the ktsoro on chidushim. This is the life of veg of chale base that everyone has to know. Pam against the Yiddish shtuk. Let me give a shtuk a little bit more tifarai, and we'll see a lot of nafkaminas that even with knowing yichis chale you can come to a lot of mechshayle. And we'll see different chumras and different anogas and efshakulas also. We'll try. Let me get kaseid. Min ha-toiro yichayet chale only be'eretz Yisrael bezman sheroiv yishvei ha'oleh. Bezman hazeh chale be'eretz Yisrael is berabonon. We have already a couple times we're magdim in the shiurim darke Hashem yeshorim tzadikim yeichu bo v'reshoim yikosh lubo. Chas v'shalom sorrow will say because it's berabonon. Look, tziruf in something berabonon. We see in chale we start from 1 kilo 200. Someone tzveket. Sakru avetz zogin. That tzveket the rabbanon. Amor harov and hashayla has to pass me like that. I would have wisdom that machne in chale, the place you go in machne in chale in Eretz Yisrael. But I would have wisdom to the rabbanon. Now, the chutzlo on his bed, there was no mokim for chale bichlal. In Eretz Yisrael, בזמן התרא, שרב ישבי עולות די רייסה, בזמן הזה די רבונות. בחוץ לארץ, בחוץ לארץ, it's the rabbonon, but it's a different the rabbonon. It's the rabbonon that אין לו עיקר מן התוירו, it's שלא תשתוק אך שם חל מכלל ישראל. Now, a flower that came from חוץ לארץ, and you מגלגל לבד ארץ ישראל, we'll see about it, a big chumre, a big argument, with the echsherim of them. But first of the tzias, what if you took flour and bring from America flour? I think a lot, most of the flour here comes from America. Or from Russia, so I just can't pronounce this one. And you regard it in Eretz Yisrael, it has a halacha of Eretz Yisrael. Flour from Eretz Yisrael that you took to Chutz La'aretz and you regard it in Chutz La'aretz, has a halacha like a Chutz La'aretz de Kichal. Akum that had dough and was megalgil, made the dough. Gilgul means making the dough. Akum that had an Esau and he made it. Even if he has Yiddish Bachrim working for him, it's Potter Michala, because he's the owner. And Fakat, if the owner of the bakery is a Yid, even if the workers are going, it's Chayef Bechala. Some people hold this is a Chumre, but that's not the Gant, that if you buy a dough from a Akub that is a baker, it's Chayef Bechala. You can't say for sure it's not Chayef. If you go to a grocery store and you buy dough, not cake, dough. So we're looking at Ki'ilu, you already bought it before the Gilgul. Now I believe in Zahra Seita, so don't you show me that home of Chayef, I got the door cloud will not push it to that sheet that will be in the gap. Yeah, but while you're buying it to him and the guy knows that his kilo is kilo and mafra is magnet to you before the gift. The bottom of that is only piska aloch. Now, chalas chutz la'aretz was a meaning in a lot of kehilas that a kohen is allowed to eat the chalas. Even if he's a tumah nefesh. Only if he has tumah ayotis migufoi, does his zivah, keri, then he's not allowed to eat it. So a lot of people in chutz la'aretz gave the chalas to ketanim that never saw keri. Or they gave it to kohanim that went to a mikveh, would not have shemesh. We have to know if the men mikveh, nicht alle mol, every mikveh is mamish, a kosher, a mikveh, so this happens. It's good for far davening. But the main issue is all the mikvahs I have tagged our lochas is a kosher a mikvah. The mindset, the minig today is not like that. The minig already is not like that. That you, the kohanim and chutz la'aretz don't eat challah. But if you hear about some minhagim, some people are in Erev Pesach and the matzahs they give the kohen to eat the challah. The mindset, the ikar minig today in Klal Yisrael and chutz la'aretz says that the kohanim don't eat the challah and they also bring the challah. Now again, a shtick little kaseidah. What is chayev and chala? After we know these are lochas, now again a shtick little kaseidah with the avon ha-satvon. What is chayev and chala? Chameshes min edogah. Chameshes min edogah. Now, you have only bread. Only bread is chayev and chala. Now what I mean only bread? Doesn't mean bread. That's a bobe kisni, but also chayev and chala. Most of the poiskim, and medame, what is considered pasta bobe kisnim, lechale, the medame is legame afrosh as chale. It's kimat often a sugya, la metchesa mutbeiz and brochas, the gemara is medame, the yuch is chale, the yuch is amirci and mezoinus, and tesis there is medame to pasta bobe kisnim, and there is mefush in the rishonim, that the aloch is adoyim. Now, the aloch is like this. Chale needs two zachen be'etzer. Gilgul, behind a dough and baking. If you plan to make a dough and you never plan to bake it, it's not chayav b'challah. If you bake it and it was not a dough, some people are not chayav b'challah. So we'll start the loshon ha'gemara. Tchiloso irako, v'soifo irako, potu michala. What is chilos irako v'sefer irako? A chocolate cake. Chilos irako. If you look in the bowl when they make the chocolate cake, you could lick it. It's garnish. Of a chocolate cake is not chilos irako v'sefer irako. You put it into the oven, it becomes a cake. It's chayav b'challah. Chocolate cake is chayav b'challah. So I'll get back to it. Chilosa irako, v'soifa irako means you have a dough that is like a chocolate dough, but when you finish, you make like a cereal out of it. Like a liquid cereal. If chilosa irako, v'soifa irako, it's potter. Over, if it's chilosa irako, v'soifa over, like a chocolate cake is chayav. And this is the mistake. A chocolate cake, people think the chocolate cake is potter, michala. Chocolate cake is chayav, michala. So I said, Alamon Amayis, Shmuel Shabbos told me once, he was sitting with a Sach Gdolim in a place, one of the hotels in Yerushalayim, the famous Hechsherim, and the kids, and he saw everyone was eating. He said, So he went down in the middle of the meeting to downstairs to the dining room to see what was happening. And they were serving upstairs like a very big chocolate cake. Like a punch cake of that. Kitzur, he went down to the dining room and he asked them if they were mafrish challah. So the kitzur did, the mashgiach was, the lady that was cooking, she was the mashgiach. They told her that she was from a frum house, a very choshev house. It was the best of mashgiach. They asked her, she said, yeah, this is what it didn't change for 10 years. The whole time it is over. So he asked her, you took challah from the chocolate cake? She said, chocolate cake? My father was a big time at Chochem. We never took challah in the house from chocolate cake. What is the answer? It's a molasses. In a real house, when you make chocolate cake, you put 2 cups of flour, 3 cups of flour. No one makes chocolate cake with a kilo, 200. The leichter shield, 2 kilos. Maybe 5, 6 layers of cake, you'll get the chocolate cake. So maybe we are used to the chocolate that doesn't have challah. It's not because chocolate cake doesn't have challah. But maybe I've already had it in Matzah challah. So all the people that were oichel there were nichshol and eating on a precious challah, but they rise and scream misa v'nishamah. About some people tell you that chocolate cake has another zachar, that it's full with chocolate and eggs and rubay mamish, as a zohar that doesn't have a shem bread. Maybe it's another kula. So avada, we make it out of brocha. We'll make it out of brocha from the chocolate cake. You could have a chetimtza that chilose rako v'soyfe rako and you'll be chayev. You fry it in a frying pot without a lot of oil, so could be a chetimtza that you'll be chayev even the chilose rako v'soyfe rako. This is the Ran Poshet. So this, I think everyone knows this halacha. Now, we have a different halacha. Chilosei Avo v'soifei Sufgoni. It's Chayim Bechano or not. You make the dough very strong, but it's made to be finished Seifei Sufgoni. Soft. You want to cook it in there, I'll give you the moshel. The moshel is knedlach. It's not a good moshel because the knedlach are normally made from matzah already that will add already challah. But look at Surya, you would have the dough of the knedlach, but it's a hard dough, and then you put it on a malam zogin. You have the sufganiyah. I call it this. Dollars. So the nice of the dollars, the pashtas, are not considered baked. They're in the deep oil. Not the zogin, but it is considered baked. Because it has a turisa de nahame, it's magalaga bekvi esude, but even if it doesn't have. But the dough, you have, there's two kinds of dough stacking. Some people have very thick dough for the donuts, some people have soft dough for the donuts. Stack it to ma'alchit. But so if you have thick dough, the mushroom, oven, and then you put it in, and you, so in a chanami, even if we'll hold that the donuts are not considered a fiyah, a filohochi, they're chayah because they're out of bracha. So it's a big machlekes rishonim. The maisa, the psak is that we matrish chala without a bracha. So again, so we matrish chala both ways. Chilose sufganim v'seifa isa, or chilose isa v'seifa sufganim. I think there's a lot of rayas, a stiras, the beginning of chala, the zundu shmuz amon, maybe to go into all of the study. Where the problem starts? They have noodles. Lokshin. If you go to the bakery of Lokshin, if you will see the dough of the Lokshin before they bake it to make Lokshins out of it, it's Tchilosoi Ava. Especially the way that it's after it's baked, it's Ava. But the Lokshins are planned to get into the soup. Seifas of God. So it's Tchilosoi Ava. The status of God, different shittas we have the Ava. There's two kinds of Avas. Some of the lokshins, the Issa, what they make is hard. It's like a cook, like a baking. And they bake it. I was talking the fact that they bake it as Ava. But it's status of God. Even so, all the Vade Akashas, and also so, what they do is, like the Madats, and this is what they do in all the good Vade Akashas, the matrish challah from the lokshin, because chilosa isa, the safest of ganim, They take us, when you buy a package, it's ready to move for Shkala. Everyone here is good. Now, you bought it out of Lakshin, and you made a kugel out of it. So by you now, what happened to the Chala is, it became, the Lakshin became now like a kugel. I want to make it. It's a machleket of Eliashiv with Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds in the Tikkun into Shmira Shabbat Chelek Gimel, he was choyzer, that a kugel is not a bread. Right? You're allowed to eat five pieces of kugel, Yerushalmi, and a kiddush. And it's not considered shir kvir suudah. By the way, why do you think they eat kugel Yerushalmi kugel? Yerushalmi Simchas? Because it was a problem of kvir suudah and pasta babak isni. So Yerushalmi kugel was a pitah of a zaitzah. The Chaim Gai asked in the Muna Big Zahar, the Rabbi Yashiv told him that this is considered like a bread. Rablo is made like Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, but the Derech Muna, the Chaim Gai asked him, the Rabbi Yashiv, that it's considered bread. He made it. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman also, in the beginning, in Shmira Shabbos, in the first Maaduras, said he not allowed to eat a couple more pieces of kugel, so Shabbat from Kviya Seud. Shlomo Zalman was choizer. Now the Shabbat is like this. A lot of machmirim don't eat in the kiddushim without different problems that we spoke to eat before the kiddush, before the sudah. They have a problem to eat the Yerushalmi kugel and the simcha. Why? They say like this. This is mamish eating with abba poshat challah. The bakery took challah before, but the bakery beetzer was patur mechallah. Because they made the option of that to put it in the soup. They didn't know that it will be al das to make a kugel for them. What? So you're right that the badats took of challah, but then it was not really chayav the challah. Now, when I changed my mind that I made a kugel out of it, now it's mischayav the challah because it's a bread. So you have to mafnish again? Again, it's only the fear of Eliyashu. The fear of Shlomo Zalman, it didn't become like a bread. It's like a cook. It doesn't matter to Risa the Nahamid. So it's not chayav the challah. But the Dina Beliashi that he holds that Kugel Yerushalmi is Chayim Bechale, this is Chayim Bechale, Beliashi holds that Kugel Yerushalmi is Chayim Bechale, it's considered like a bread. The Mele, the Machmirim Gitaine, the Tshuva with the Milchat Yitzchot, but the Chuvah you'll be asked to be Chayim Bechale again. So, the Makilim Taine, that while we will not be Shchale really before, even that it's Chale that is not Chayim because maybe it's in the end, will not be cooked, will not be afir, will only be bishul. But the evidence, if in the end you cook it and you make it a bread, the challah from before helps. You're right, the approach of challah of the company of the lakshin is only for the shittos that you go to feed the kol, you don't go to feed the afir. And now it's a new mechayev of afir. But the evidence, if it was afir, you could use the approach of challah from before to pass on your pena. But you want to tell them, Moti, that if in the end you did kugels as Mizbal and Afriyad and the company wanted to do it on that, the kugel, it's not so poshut. I'll explain to you why. They did it for the kugel. I'll explain to you why. The company does every day, Lomazagan, five big bashes of lakshin. They sold the five big containers of lakshin out. All over the ganze world bought lakshin. Most of the lakshin from every big bash was done for soup. Shiva Smir bought, they put it in the soup. Palovich bought, they put it in the soup. Now from every package, punk, I bought in the store, they got one from this bash, one from this one, one from this bash. By me they came together, I made a kugel. Every bash itself was never chay b'chala. Because in the store, they made 500 kilo, 499 went to soup. Punk one came to my store. Then the other day I bought another one in the store from a different batch. So that the gilgul was never chayiv yet. Because it was never made for that. Today I heard that they make special lakshins for kugel. That the professional kugel Yerushalmi that you buy is not time you buy lakshin with mach kugel. So there's no lakshin for kugel. So then I have it. So that's fakir, it's aimed for kugel. So fakir, if you buy, but I want you go to a simcha with mach Yerushalmi kugel alayim. Doch, es ist nicht, dass ich poschen. Es ist nicht, dass ich poschen. Das heißt, ich habe auch schon mit einem Milchachomim, es liest man, die du da auch ziemlich, ihr Matrisch, You mafrish challah yourself before Shabbos from the kugel Yerushalmi. From the Zalman said, it's the Nefesh. Now, let me get back to if the dough was only mixed with meipeyes without water, bichlal, the machlik is a poyes scheme, so we do without broth. A lot of cakes, people today don't put water inside. A lot of fancy cakes are not done with water. Only oranges. So you have to know, a lot of times these oranges are not pure oranges anyways, water inside. But it's kidai alamo, when you do a zazach, to add a little bit of water inside, and you can be mafrish with the broth. Now, there's another big chumre, we said there's a shiur chale, everyone knows the aloche now, he comes home, knows what Hashem, he tells, over a kilo 200, medak mafrish chale. On a broch, a broch is 200, 2 kilo 200, 250. But for 1 200, we have to machme. We have to decide how we machme. So she makes challah, she makes the dish, she takes off challah. Now, the derech ha'oifi is, you know, dough gets stuck. If you put dough on a tray, it gets stuck. So the eitzah what to do? You put a little bit of flour. This flour was never moved for shchala yet. Now you mix it with the isa. So now it's mischaya b'chala. But some of it's a little bit. A bug is also a little bit. Normal, it's not a problem. Why? Because if the whole thing already was moved for shchala, and this little bit doesn't have a shield, it's gosh. But the problem is, you're right. Maybe a kilo 200 is not chayev, but a kilo 250 is chayev. We have a suffix from 200 till 2250. So the name is, if you add flour, every time it could be a jumping. Now, you have to master. If Lama Zogin, you had a big dough, and you make a little challah, and that little challah you will never mix together with the other challah. So then you never have a problem. But the problem is, a lot of times, you first add the challah, you put the challah together again, tziruf sad. So the main one, others began the mice in the bakeries. So began the bakeries. And the bakeries, everything is mitzvah, especially the pa'az with their big boxes, yeah. And a lot of times, there's a lot of flour running around, there's nothing gets stuck. So, the eighth is one of the two. Other, to mafrish later, or a boy says you can make it tonight that you mechave that the bichal also, you know, and that flour that the bichal later. I don't know myself how you do it exactly.
Not boleh.
It gets mixed with the river. Bottle and where? Before it. I'm sorry, I'm asking. This bath is not chay bichal. So this is chay bichal. So this is chayav of rosh chala. Yesh le matirim. Why is it bottle? You could make chala. Now, let me get back. A person does flour, he does a isa to divide it to all different people. So it's not the start. The idol. A person is baking, he has a big dough, he decides he wants to give all of his neighbors, ask them to give him dough, so he makes a big pot of dough. And he divides it to all the neighbors. Then, he's not chayav b'chal. But, if Rav is talking, you're baking in Purim, and you plan to give out mishloach monas challah, so then, even if you're planning to divide him out, you're chayav b'chal. Meister, the Meister of Shlomo Zalman is Shmuel Shabbos asks the Meister, what is the difference between Shlomo Zalman? Shlomo Zalman, what is Shach? If you go Bafa the dough, and the dough is what? If you go Bafa the Afiyah, is Alamol Mishgiven to Zalman. You're Mechalik and Asi the Afiyah. But the Meister, I think Shmuel Shabbos is Shlomo Zalman, that if you Mechalik it before when it's dough, you don't make, if you Mechalik it after the Afiyah, so it's mitzvah. Now, the halacha is Luya Tzuya was not tziruf before the afiyah. It happens a lot of times, another pulley. You're making a big dough and you plan to give out challah. But when you made the dough, it was in small dishes. You're making dough, you're putting it in the oven. Making dough, putting it in the oven. Making dough, putting it in the oven. Every dough was 1 kilo. Then you have a boxes full of challahs, and then you give it out from Mishmach Mahas. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says you don't have to be Mishmach Challah. Why? Because when it was a dough, it was not together. When it became together, after it's baked. Now I'm planning to give it out. So maybe it's not mixed out. Oh, but the Maiseh, Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's kedai to be Machmir, b'chai gavne, to be Machmir, b'chai gavne. The Maiseh, a person who has a store, even if he's planning to give out the dough, the halacha is that he has to be Machmir Shchalik. Now, what is the halacha, and here's a big zach, the Maiseh, the Badas, Asoy Mechalit Lekatchile, it's a vice, and the Rabbi told me, and it got mixed together. What you could do now? You're matrish challah from one dough. Now, you took dough from that is chayav b'challah, and it got mixed together. What you'll do? You're matrish again, you don't know from where you're picking up the dough. Maybe you're picking up the dough that was already mukmash. You don't know velcha dough you're picking up. So what to do? The Yovish ain't bitter. So the Maitha is the Ramah of them. The Maitha the Psaq is Azeh. If you didn't mix them Bichlal, just it fell somewhere, it's not a problem. How do we not Mishchala? If it got mixed together, with the Eben, you could be Mishchala, and we assume that a father you're taking from the place, that was Chala. Why I'm saying that? There's a big bakery in Yerushalayim, Angel. So, an Angel, this is the Levi, it was the Levi from Reb Nochem. Some Bochim from Podovich, they came to Yerushalayim for the Levi. Not the Levi, they decided they were going to visit Angel. Okay, they're going to have a tour in Angel. They're going around Angel. And the way it works is, you have a big place, the dough mixes together, that's a hafesta dough, it pours out to like a... Yeah, like a balzava. And there it divides to all different breads. And like this, it travels till it gets into the oven. A lot of times, so the Hayimach Mishchal in the bakery, near the big machines, like it's a huge mixer, I think 1,000 kilo, a huge mixer, goes up, flour pours from one place, water place, a big thing mixes it, and as you get stand, arayzu chala, he puts it down, and the machine pours over. And like this, you leave, you count the amount of chala that you have, so she doesn't, at the end of the day, it's connected to the amount. So again, the machine finishes, goes down, the mashgiach took a piece of chala, arayzu chala, the machine pours to this big belt, divides the different pieces of bread, and it starts to travel into the oven. A lot of times, some of these breads are not so straight. No, the edges of the belt you have like missing. So the worker that stands there with a big stick, every shvach of bread he peels off till he gets like a big, mechubadika shtickle, and he throws it into one of the mixers that are running. And again it pours onto the belt. So they're standing there, it pours onto the belt, and the worker collects. He has like a good piece, he throws it into the mixer. That mixer finishes, משגיח גול, הרי זו חל. So the way that the Mashgiach, in the Ptur al-Achir. This piece already, he was Mufrash Chala already. The whole mix was not Mufrash Chala. Maybe you got that piece, the Mele, we're not eating Chala. So the way they had Rabloi and Ravad, and Rabloi said that Ravais was asked when the Badas gave a usher in that place, and he said that even if we said that Bilas Bediyevet of a bad mixer turns 250 times a minute, the Chaygad of Likula Alma Yesh Bila, and Avad of the Chala is good. And this Masbir Amol, you can have a bakery, you can think that you're eating out good, you can push a Nishal and Chala. From a lot of Choshe Begit in Yerushalayim, from every load of bread that they get, they take off Chala. From every piece of bread, they take off a piece of Chala. Every piece of bread, every roll of bread, the mashu shchav. Ebe, Rosh Hashanah said, there's enough to take ebbis. Mamash mashu. Every you take this only mashu. Four shots. It's considered a load. Huh? It's considered a load of bread. Yeah, the bread is full. Now, it's one more chumra that some people tie it. Again, it was not miskabel, but just to know about it. Some people tell it that the lokshin that come from Chutz La'aretz are considered, it will say that if Itzas Akum is another reason to matrish, I'm saying Chala again from Yerushalmi Kugel, is a lot of the lokshin that come to Eretz Yisrael is from Chutz La'aretz. See, it's Goyish companies. Have an action. But it's Goyish companies. In Chutz La'aretz, no one is Mafrish Chala from this lokshin. But let me tell you, you buy lokshin in America, Goyish companies is part of the Chala. Some people tell you that this Esau was not finished yet. You're right, the beginning of the Gilgul was done back by a Goy. But it could be, if I'm doing lokshin from it, it's a hemshech of the Gilgul. This is not a Gilgul, this is not an Afir. So it's a hemshech of the Gilgul till it becomes the lokshin kugel. The Mele, even the Chala, so the Chala was never taken Chala before. So the Mele, the Mishchaya is now the Chala again. So the Mishchaya is the Chala again. So the Mishchaya is the Chala again. The Mele, the Yerushalmi Kugel is Chaya and Chala again. Again, the Maisa, the Pesi will not make up at this time. But I'm just saying, this is the reason a lot of people are Machmir, Yerushalmi Kugel, to be Mafrish Chala again before they eat Yerushalmi Kugel.